Here comes Para Paramore 23.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world. Seka I jutare da atte. Hoho eme banaka yoshi sa. Hei wa inorite yo kumi aruko chisana sekai. These are felt this klein, so klein. These are felt this fine, so fine. These are felt this klein, so klein. These are felt this fine. There is just one moon and one golden sun, and a smile means friendship to everyone. Though the mountains divide and the oceans are wide, it's a small world after all.
Why do I get all the small worlds? I hate this ride. I was the first one on Hari's Small World, now I'm the first one on Para Paramore's Small World.
It's a small world of people singing Small World.
Watch the last person be Small World too, because you get three and we get two.
I get three?
Wait, no.
No, because the other person, we only have six because the seventh person is for Lols, which we'll talk about later on. We do have at least one person that has turned in for the Lols.
But again, we'll recap on that.
We'll talk about that later because we're doing the important stuff now. Not that
because Ambie has to hurry.
I have to hurry. So here we go. All right, Para Paramore. The thing with this was, I did not like it when you were singing in English. I loved it when you were singing in the other language. I thought that when you were singing in English, you were pushing yourself to hit the high notes. It felt like you were going a little too high for yourself. It was really up in your head. And then it felt like once you started with, I believe it was, you started in Japanese and then you went to German. I think
Yeah, it was Japanese.
It was definitely Japanese.
Sekai means world.
Okay, and I'm pretty sure the second half of it was German because I heard some like "ix" and stuff in there, and I took German, though I don't actually know German, but still.
Oh dear.
I felt like, I don't know if the words were right because I mean I don't know the languages, but the notes seemed to be a little bit lower when you were doing that, and they seemed to fit you better, and you weren't as head voicey when you were singing in the other language. And first of all, brownie points for actually going there to sing in the other language.
Definitely.
Brownie points there. That was some, because I'm thinking to myself, oh, I have to listen to this all over again. Ooh, Japanese. So that definitely kept it interesting because this can be a boring song. And that kept it interesting for me was the fact that you went into the other languages and I liked your singing in the other languages better than I liked your singing in English. When you went back to English afterwards, I thought that was better than your beginning English, and your last note was sketchy. Was the last note I had, was the very last note that you did, but at least you didn't, like, go crazy notes on it. You kept the notes simple, but the last note was a little off. And that's all I have.
Jeff. Okay. So, for me, I thought the key was a little high for my liking, for you. Singing it, if that makes any sense. I would have liked it a little bit lower, but anyway, getting on to the song, the different languages were very, very cool. I like that a lot. I don't know squat about German, but I do know some Japanese, but your Japanese was generally good. It wasn't all the way there, but it was good enough for this. Your high parts were a bit pitchy, but other than that, I liked it. I mean, props for German. German is not easy to sing.
The only reason I passed German 2 was because I was in a musical where I had to sing German, and my teacher was so impressed by my singing in German that she gave me a C.
Cabaret? Was it Cabaret?
No, it was New York, New York. We did this review of Candor and Ebb songs, and the last song was New York, New York, and we did it in, like, four different languages before we had someone, like, do, like, the Liza version. You know, the My Little Town Blues! Like, yeah. Liza.
Liza.
That's how Liza sings.
She does.
at some Broadway crossover for you. And the only reason I passed that class was because I sang the bit in that song that was in German.
This ain't perform it.
Sorry! You asked about German and I told you a German story. Zelga.
Right.
Yeah, I completely forgot
okay.
What we're talking about. Okay.
It was pitchier than it needed to be. It started, for me, it started to get Mickey-ish high. It started to get up there. It started to sound a little Mickey-ish to me. You started to almost crack a bit in the first chorus or somewhere around the first chorus. Second note is Japanese question mark, and it is Japanese because I heard Sekai, which means world. You sounded all right. I'm not as fluent probably as Jeff is, but I've done a few Japanese singing before.
Well, the only reason I know Japanese is because I am Japanese and I hear it because my grandparents know some, but
right.
I know like nothing, but I know how it's supposed to sound. So, yeah, I have no idea what she was singing about, but I continue.
Okay. The German, I can't really say anything about pronunciation. It might have been a bit off, but again, I don't know much German to really say. Language-wise, I think it's Japanese, German, or equal with the second English verse to, and your last, and your first English verse is the lowest, as in which parts were the best. Your last note was a bit off, a little bit, because I think you almost hit that note, but then you just went bleh. You just like took a little turn.
Yeah, you kind of gave up on the note.
And I was getting all happy, too, because, like Andrew said, you made it interesting with the multilingual aspect of the song.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. It did get pitchy again, either during or after the German part, and that's all I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good job, Paramore.
Yay.
Or Paramore 23.
Sí. Paramore.
Paramore.
She is a girl of many talents in different languages.
Hey!
Ooh.
I don't know, done.
See? Okay, we're done.
Done.
Me, Fred Bob, take it away.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows the dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
So that was me, Fred Bob, with the Carousel of Progress. You want to say something?
I was going to say, the actual, I found this out, the actual name of the song is Big Bright Beautiful Tomorrow. It's the Carousel of Progress song, but it actually, there is apparently actually a title, which I didn't know until I looked it up myself.
And trivia. Okay, me, Fred Bob, I thought this was good for you. You had pretty good energy on this. I felt like you could have used a little bit more, just a little bit, but this is much better than your last audition, which I remember being kind of low-key, so good job on improving your energy. I thought you had a good vibrato control, and like JC, you make me jealous. I want to like steal your voice like Ursula or something. Yes, I'm gonna steal his voice and yeah, like Ursula.
But, I was gonna say, are you gonna pull an Ursula on his booty?
Anyway, look what you did! I totally lost my train of thought here. I'll just say I like this. Good job. I liked it.
Okay, you have a nice voice. I think you did build energy or emotion a bit as the song went on, a little bit. I mean, it's noticeable. It wasn't like big old grand like it could have been, but it was there. It would need more emotion and energy. But you got, from what I remember, you got pretty much all the notes right. And that's all I have. Andy.
I have much of the same. I love your voice. There were some puffs in the beginning that were kind of killing me a little bit. But then they went away, like in the middle of the song. They were only in the first couple, like maybe 10, 15 seconds. I loved how you kind of built up, I don't know, your emotion or something on the, and when it becomes a reality. Because it was kind of a little, oh, I love the notes, but the energy and the performance is a little blah. And then it built up a bit. And that was kind of impressive that you went somewhere with it. You started off in one place and you went somewhere with it. But I just think you start a little too low. And when you went up, it just didn't go. It wasn't as energetic as I would have liked. But I really liked your voice on this. You have such a nice voice. And I love the way that you were saying shining. Like, all the time they were saying shining, it was like, oh, I like the way he's saying shining. So, top-notch voice. Jury's out on the performance, though.
Yeah, work on the energy, I think we have something good.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you have a lovely voice. It's just, it needs to be, what's the word I'm looking for? It needs to be showcased a bit better.
As Fader would say, perform it as good as you can. So, yes, I am done.
I'm done.
Okay, nice.
Here's someone we haven't heard from in a while. V. McCully.
Oh, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow is just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
And that was B. McCully with, what's it called again? Great Big
Beautiful Tomorrow. Great. The luck of the Big draw Big strikes again.
Dun, dun,
and
dun.
This was a back-to-back. This was a back-to-back, too. Mm-hmm. This made me so happy. But, like, for a totally different reason, because it's just the same song, but back-to-back on theme park music. And it's the third time I've heard it.
Yes. Okay. Oh, now this song has appeared three times.
It's amazing. Okay. I didn't think it would be that popular, really. And before I get off track. First note is again with the song, ha ha ha, makes me happy. It has energy and emotion. It's, Ambi can correct me on this, he took some liberties with it a bit?
Actually, no.
No?
Okay. And I'll explain that when I get to mine.
Thank you. The You and Me could have been bigger. And that's really all I have. And we haven't seen B. McCully since, I think, the first episode, which makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish we could have seen you sooner, but I know, like, right after the first episode, you didn't get through, and then you, like, went on vacation, and then, like, you poofed off the face of the earth for a long time. And I'm really glad that you poofed back in time to get this in, because this, so far, I think, was the best performance of the night that we've had.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My first note is, what are the chances? Back-to-back! And see, this is what I meant before when I was like, the performance wasn't fully there. This had so much pep in it, and it was bouncy, and I loved that about it. And the reason why I don't think he actually took liberties with this was because, and I mentioned this when Sukono sang it last episode, episode 7, I think, because episode 8 was the blooper special. There are different versions of this same song in different genre styles. So there is one version that's very like 1920s Charleston style, but then there's another one that's very doo-wop-y in the 40s and the 50s. And the last one is much more modern day melodic. So this was a bit, I think, of the like an earlier version of it, while Me Fed Bob's was a bit more of like a later version of it, depending on the style of the song. And the one thing I loved about this, and I'm actually jumping ahead to the end of my notes, was you did the sexy alternate notes at the end. Oh my god, I love that. Rather than do the normal, like going back down again, you did the just a dream away. And I love when you do that because it adds something to it, which I think is the 1940s version.
It sounds like 30s or 40s
they
music.
Do that so in, they do that in one of the versions of it. And I love going through that scene because I love the way they do it at the end. So sexy notes, alternate notes at the end. I love that. Going back a note, I love you on upbeat songs. Your voice is just made for happiness. And your voice is made for giving other people happiness. I love you on upbeat songs. So stay upbeat. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, Yeah, they covered all my notes. So yeah, that's about it. I like it. Good job, Bean Curry. Oh wait, I'll add something. I liked how you put a different spin on the song because even though Luck of the Draw was bad and you had the songs back to back, they were such different takes on the song. It wasn't a bad thing to have them right after each other, and it was neat to actually compare the two different
Yeah,
versions.
because they were both actually a nice contrast. One was more ballady, and the other one's more upbeat and happy and dancing,
And they
and I'm in
both
my.
worked, which was the and that's the interesting thing about this song is depending on what version you do of it, it can fit in so many different things.
That's about it. That's about it.
Good
Good
job,
job, B. McCully.
Macaulay.
Yay. And done.
Done.
Surprise! We did end up getting a seventh audition, and here's the last one, Sukono.
Miracles from molecules around us everywhere. There are miracles from molecules in the earth, the sea, the air. Now men with dreams are furthering what nature first began, making modern miracles from molecules for man. Every atom is a world, an infinity unfurled, a world of inner space without an end, a world mystery of endless energy with treasures more than man can ever spend. Miracles from molecules around us everywhere. There are miracles from molecules in the earth, the sea, the air. Now men with dreams are furthering what nature first began, making modern miracles from molecules for man.
So we did actually get a seventh person, and it is exactly midnight right now. So this is officially our
Very
last
cool.
one. So we did get one last minute, unless Jeffers' phone beeps in the next like 30 seconds. So we did get a seventh person, and it was Sukono, and I'm glad that we got this because this was the most obscure song all night long, and I love obscurity. My first note is obscure, woot. I don't know this song, but I'm pretty sure I know where it's from. I'm thinking this is more than likely somewhere from Epcot Center, potentially
That space, like that science area.
the, yeah, I'm thinking this might be from the Body Wars area that is now shut down, or it could be the old version of Ellen's Energy Adventure. Stupid Judy, stupid energy. I don't know if anybody's gonna get that reference, but it is the like greatest inside joke of any Disney of any horrible Disney ride that there is. Stupid Judy, stupid energy. Anyways, so I thought this was good. I thought there were some parts where you got a little too nasally with what you were saying. However, I think this was a really good performance on you because it was very peppy in the middle. Like I was actually bouncing along when you got to the like middle. I think it was a verse. Like you started with the chorus and you went to a verse and you came back to another chorus again. That verse in the middle, I was bouncing around. I was really thought it was very peppy. And I think that you really went there. Like you didn't hold back on this performance. I felt some of your earlier stuff you were holding back a bit. This one, I think you just went there, and that makes me very happy that you just said, you know what, it's the last time. Just go with it. Do it. It's gonna be a close one, I think. I really don't know, because we're only letting so many people through tonight. So I don't know. I don't know. But it's gonna be close, I think, for you. Because this I liked this. But now I have to weigh out other things. But I did like this a lot, and I think you're much improved. So yay, Sukono. And passing along to Jeffers.
Okay, so I thought it was very cute. It was bouncy. It had good energy. I think you need more breath support, but
Okay.
other than that, I thought I like this. Good job. Shortness.
I think it might be better the way Ambie said it, that it might have been nasally, because my note was it's maybe a little bit high, or it was a little higher than you should usually sing. You had emotion energy. So you had, yeah, I'm sorry. You had emotion and energy, which was nice. And fun fact, he was the original person to sing Greatest Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
I know.
What's the coincidence of that?
I don't know.
I know.
It's
and my
it,
guess
the stars
is
have aligned for people that sing "Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow," apparently, because we're all like, yeah.
I'm learning the song better because of this competition.
Me too.
Damn. But yeah, I liked it. It was, I think it was, I don't know if it was an improvement from his other ones, because they were decent, but they had, like, energy problems. But this one had energy and emotion, so it was good. Yeah. I'm looking at my old notes, so yeah.
Awesome.
I think it's an improvement. And I'm done.
I'm done.
That was like, the shortest critique ever, guys. that's like
no,
five...
No. We had, whose was it? It was the first episode. We had, like, a really short one.
Oh. Well, because I'm looking at the clock on my screen because I'm kind of gotta go in a bit. But, like, it was only, it was less than 5 minutes. That's, like,
and
a record.
And I'm still recording, but we gotta go. We gotta do this. Results, yes. Go.